A word in 2 Corinthians in chapter 6, where Paul, writing to the Corinthians, says, you are not restrained by us, verse 12. A heart is opened wide, verse 11. You are not restrained by us, but you are restrained in your own affections. And I believe the Holy Spirit wants to deepen the channels in our hearts. Allow Him to do that, brother and sister. Where we can trust God for greater things than we have ever trusted Him before. I really believe that we have limited God in many areas by unbelief. We have lived so much according to our reason. We want an explanation. It's wonderful when we say, Lord, I don't want an explanation. I want to simply believe. That is to be like a little child. To allow the Holy Spirit to deepen that channel in our heart of faith in God. To trust Him in difficult situations, to believe that God has the key to every door. He can open a door for us in that difficult situation and make a way through. He can remove a mountain out of the way. We must trust Him. Never, never allow a situation to come into our life which brings discouragement and depression. Some of us may have problems with our temperament and our personality because of the way we have been brought up. Where maybe in our family backgrounds in past years, we have suffered the results of the way we were treated. We have weaknesses in our personality. You find some people are so dominant. They rule their wives, they rule their children, they want to rule their neighbors, they want to rule everybody in the office. They think they are strong, actually they're weak. It's a weakness in their personality. Jesus was not dominant. Jesus was almighty, but He was not dominant. He never wanted to dominate anybody. The more we become like God, we don't want to dominate anyone. We have a quiet strength, which we have fully under control. But maybe you're a dominant type of person and God can change you. Or maybe you're at the other end of the spectrum, where you are timid. Because maybe your older brothers and sisters bossed you and bossed you and bossed you when you were a little child, as you grew up, that you've just grown up timid and unable to take decisions and unable to be bold. And maybe you got married and your wife's bossing you. Jesus has hope for everyone. He can change our temperament. He can change our personality. I remember years ago, I believed God would do that in my life. Change my temperament and my personality, that I would not remain a slave to the temperament I was born with, that God would help me to overcome the weaknesses I saw in my temperament and personality. God would deepen those channels to trust Him, that He would make me like Jesus, who was so perfectly balanced. I want to encourage you, brother, sister, to trust God, to do that work in you. So long you've heard messages, and what is not accomplished by years of listening to messages, the Holy Spirit can do all of a sudden in a few weeks. We've heard messages and messages and messages, and we haven't trusted God enough. We've trusted in our own response to those messages, trusted in our own determination to follow what we have heard in the church, and not trusted God enough that He will do a work in us, and God has waited. says He waits on high. He waits to be gracious to us till we put an end to our trusting in horses and in Egypt and our own reason and everything else and come back to Him and say, Lord, only You can do that work in me. I want to encourage everyone here who's got a limitation in your personality, something that makes you timid or something that makes you dominant, something that makes you quickly angry or quickly depressed. It doesn't make a difference. God can deliver you from both. He can deliver you from that quick temper where you cannot control your tongue, that depression that some little thing happens and you got discouraged and depressed. God can deliver you from that. But you must trust Him, like the blind man who came to Jesus and said, Lord, I want to be healed. And Jesus said, be specific. Don't just say, I want mercy. Don't just say, Lord, have mercy on me. Be specific. And he said, yes, I want my eyes open. Be specific. Say, Lord, I want to get rid of my temper. Lord, I want to get rid of this depression. I want to get rid of this timid personality that hinders me from being a disciple of Jesus. I want to get rid of this dominant attitude that bosses everybody I can see. Make me like Jesus, who never bossed anybody and who never allowed anybody else to boss Him. That's how God wanted man to be. Never bossing anyone and never allowing anyone else to boss Him except Almighty God. What a balanced person what Jesus was. He never wanted to rule over anyone. And do you think you could rule over Him as a man? No. He only allowed His Father to rule over Him. Be like that, brother, sister. You can be like that. John the Baptist came with a message saying that the mountains will be brought low. All these big dominant parts of our personality are going to be brought down. All this violent anger and all is going to be brought down. The mountains will be brought low. And he said, the valleys will be raised up. That is, all the depressed, timid parts of our personality are going to be raised up. Everything is going to be leveled out. There's going to be a balanced personality in our life. Let's have faith for that. Say, Lord, I believe You'll do that for me. I'm going to work out what You work in. God works in. And I'm going to work out my salvation with fear and trembling. And God also, like I said, God wants to, in these days, to make us trust Him. Trust Him not only for the changing of our own personality, but to trust Him to give us the gifts of the Holy Spirit, to serve Him. I want to encourage you to do what I have said many times in the church. Trust God to give you the spirit of prophecy. Pray for it. Yearn for it. Earnestly desire it. Supernaturally, God can minister to others through you. I tell you that. I have yearned for that gift for, I think, more than 20 years. Regularly, there's hardly a meeting where I don't covet to prophesy. Hardly a meeting where in the time of prayer I don't say, Lord, I want to covet to prophesy. It's not something you can get once for all and sit back. Yearn, trust God. When you are heavy, say, Lord, okay, because I've been working today and things are a bit heavy right now, but I want to trust You. You're going to work supernaturally in me. Don't just give in to your circumstances. Don't just give in to your temperament or your personality. Say, Lord, I trust You to break through this thing that's binding me. I'm not going to sit inside any prison anymore. The days of being in prison are over for me forever. Never am I going to sit inside a cage when I should be flying. Never again. Never, Lord. I want to trust You. I don't have any confidence in myself. I can't do it. But I'm going to trust You. I'm going to trust You to lift me up. I'm going to trust You to lift up my head. Trust Him, brother. Trust Him. Trust Him to give you gifts to serve others. Don't just sit back and say, oh, I can't be a blessing to others. If you say that, you'll never be a blessing to others. But say, Lord, the blessing of Abraham is for me. What is that? All the families of the earth will be blessed through you. Well, Lord, I'm going to trust You. I'm going to trust You that You're going to bless families through me. Not just one or two people here. Families are going to be blessed through me. I'm going to trust You. I'm trying to trust You to break me. I'm going to trust You to make me a consistent, solid Christian. not unstable like water. Can you trust God, brother, sister, that God will make you a solid, consistent, stable Christian? Trust God for that. You young people, trust God for that. Don't get discouraged when you see older people who are double your age who are so unstable. They haven't trusted God. That's why they're unstable. Don't follow their example. You trust God and say, Lord, you're going to make me a solid Christian. A solid, stable Christian, not unstable like water. I'm going to trust you to do that for me. Let's trust God for great things in our life and in our ministry. God's going to give us gifts. He's going to anoint us because we seek His glory. We seek His glory. I hope you're seeking His glory. I hope you're not seeking something for yourself. If you want to destroy yourself, that's the best way. Seek your own glory. I hope you're seeking His glory. Saying, Lord, I want to trust you for great things. Because I want your name to be glorified. As much as the devil's been glorified in my life in the past, I want God to be glorified just as much in the days to come. Everything depends on faith. Faith. God is tremendously honored when we trust Him. Yes, brothers, He'll remove the spots and wrinkles from our lives, sisters, all of us. The spots and wrinkles, He's going to iron it all out, straighten us out. He's going to make the crooked parts straight. All the crooked things in our life are going to be straightened out. All flesh will see the salvation of God, the Bible says. All flesh, every part of my flesh is going to see salvation. Salvation from my warped, crooked personality and temperament. Salvation from everything unchristlike. All flesh will see the glory of God. Every part of my being, I want to believe, is going to see the glory of God. And I'm not going to be disturbed by bad news. There's no such thing as bad news. No. Everything's going to work for good. God's going to work everything for good. Deepen the channels. Deepen the channels. Allow the Holy Spirit to deepen the channel of faith, to trust God. Don't lean upon your reason. I want to live more and more, staying away from my reason. I want to trust God. I want to trust God. I don't want to lean upon my cleverness or my intellect or any such thing. Trust God from your heart. And then the other cry that's come out from my heart is, Lord, I want to love everyone in the church. Deepen the channel here of love. Deepen the channel of love in my heart, Lord. Where I'll have a warm, enlarged heart to all people, especially to the brothers and sisters in the church. Allow the Holy Spirit to dig and to deepen that channel. You know how when a river flows, if it's really flowing strong, you find the channel gets deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. That's how it is. Where there's stagnant water, nothing gets deep. A pond never gets deep. You know, in a pond, the pond always gets shallower and shallower. It never gets deeper and deeper because a lot of mud and sand and all is, and dust is all falling into the water and it sinks down and the level of the pond becomes less and less and less and less and less and less water in it. It's not like that in a river. A river that's flowing, always deepening and deepening and deepening the channel. And I never want to live in a stagnation, living in the memory of things I've heard in the church for 16 years. I don't want that. Man shall live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. I want the river to flow through me today. I want to be stirred up. I don't want to live by feeling. I want to live by faith that the Holy Spirit will flow through me. I don't want to justify myself before a single soul. Many times, when I've had to stand for something which I believed was right, where I had a clear conscience, and I've had to stand for something and say that is what I believe and I'm going to stand for it. And I've often had that experience through the years where other people haven't understood. They've misunderstood. And I say, Lord, I'm not going to waste my time trying to justify myself. Time will show. Time will show to all those people one day what I stood for. Be a man of God, sister. Be a woman of God. Don't be content We're just trying to find out what do most of the people believe, and let me believe that. That is the tragedy of Christendom. They find out what do most of the people believe. Oh, it's safe to believe that. You'll never be a man of God or a woman of God like that, trying to find out what most of the people believe. No, you must have conviction. Lord, speak to me. Is it there in your word? Is my conscience clear? Am I seeking the glory of God? I'm going to stand for something. I'm going to trust you. You don't have to justify yourself. God will show to all the other people. Maybe 10 years from now, He'll show the other people that you were right. That you stood for something. Be a man of God. Be like Daniel. Dare to be a Daniel who determined in his heart. Even if other people felt, yeah, it doesn't matter too much if we eat this food or drink this wine. Daniel said, nothing doing. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to judge you fellas. You fellas can do that if you want, but I'm not going to do it. And it was through that one man that the whole movement started from Babylon back to Jerusalem. Through that one man who stood and who prayed. Be one like that, brother, sister. Say, Lord, deepen the channel. Make me love people. Even when they disagree with me, help me to love them more. That I shall never, never have a bitter thought in my heart against anyone. Deepen the channel. Let the river flow deep in my heart to forgive. Let's forgive everything that has a bad ring about it. A bad ring, that means a bad sound. You know, something comes to my mind and doesn't have a good sound about it. This thought that has come to my mind. Let's forgive it and forget it. Yeah. And let's believe the best of the others. Say, Lord, deepen my heart with love. Love for everyone. We read in Galatians in chapter 5, verse 6. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything, but faith working through love. Those are the two things. Faith working through love. Ask the Holy Spirit to deepen the channel in your heart. In these two areas, circumcision, uncircumcision, there's so many differences between us, one community, another community, how we speak, what we eat, how we dress, absolutely unimportant. So many things. We have a conviction on this and this thing we do, one this way, another person does it that way, makes no difference. Is faith working through love in your life? That's the only thing that matters. The only thing that matters. It doesn't mean anything. All these things don't mean anything. But faith working through love. Faith in God and love for the brothers and sisters. Allow the Holy Spirit to deepen these two areas in your life so that you'll come through this time of visitation deeper in faith, stronger in faith, stronger in love. Otherwise, the time of this visitation would have been wasted. We read in Luke's Gospel, where the Lord spoke to Jerusalem, Luke chapter 19, verse 41. As they came closer to Jerusalem, he saw the city ahead and he began to cry. Jesus began to weep and cry over a city. He said, "Eternal peace was within your reach, and you turned it down." Eternal peace was within your reach and you turned it down. God came very close to Jerusalem at that time and it was just within their reach and they neglected it and so it went away from them. It descended right within their reach. They could have taken it and because they didn't take it, God lifted it up again and went on. There are things like that, you know. God brings right down to within our reach at a certain time and says, take it. And I don't take it. It just lifts up and goes away. It was within your reach and you turned it down. And now it is too late. That was sad. Now your enemies will pile up earth against you, walls and encircle you and close in on you and crush you to the ground. And your children within you, your enemies will not leave one stone upon another because you have rejected the opportunity God offered you. You did not recognize the time of your visitation, verse 44. You did not recognize the time of your visitation. Let that never be said of any of us. that you did not recognize the time of your visitation. A greater faith was within your reach, but you didn't lay hold of it. A deeper love, more fervent love was within your reach, and you didn't lay hold of it because you did not recognize the time of your visitation. I want to recognize the time when the Holy Spirit is visiting the church, and I want to be more responsive. I want to hear what the Spirit is saying to me every day. Hear, brother, when you sit in the meeting, when in the time of prayer, listen to what the Spirit is saying. Always be listening. Let's be listeners. Let's be good listeners. Don't let these worldly people who have, who spend thousands of rupees to put that, what's that thing called, dish antenna on top of their houses to, because they say Star TV. You can listen to it 24 hours, you can watch it. Don't let those stupid, crazy servants of the devil put us to shame that we don't have our antennas up, because God's been speaking 24 hours for centuries. First century. You can hear Him. Listen. Be a listener. Be a listener. Man shall live by every word that proceeds from God's mouth, and faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of Christ. If you don't hear, you won't have faith. Faith doesn't come by reading. No. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing. In other words, when you read, that's not enough that you read. You must hear. Faith doesn't come by reading. Beyond the reading, you must hear. By the word of Christ, faith is born. Lord, I trust you there. You're going to do the impossible for me in that situation. You're going to prove to me that you're a living God, a God who answers prayer. And the devil will remind you, but you remember that other thing you asked one last month and nothing happened? That is your reason. I say, I don't have an explanation for that, but thank God I don't live by reason. If I live by reason, then I would want an explanation why that particular prayer was not answered 1 month ago. Do you know that I don't want to ask God why He didn't answer that prayer 1 month ago, because I've stopped living by reason. That's why I don't ask that question. These questions come to the fellows who are living by reason. And the more you live by that, the less faith you'll have. I say, Lord, I don't want an explanation. I trust you today. I trust you in simple faith today. And I don't want an explanation as to why you didn't heal that sick person I prayed for last week. I say, I don't want an explanation. I'm trusting you today. I have stopped living by reason. Try that. Live by faith. And the world calls it stupid. Of course, the natural man cannot understand the things of the Spirit of God. They are foolishness to him. That's why God chose fishermen to be his apostles, not the great scholars. So let's trust him. Let's really trust him in these days, the time of visitation, to trust him and to trust him to change us, our personality, our temperament, to give us the gifts of the Spirit needed to serve Him, to build the church, and to trust Him to deepen our love for all people, especially for those with whom we have had it a little difficult in the days past. That God is going to give me a love for the unlovely. God is going to give me a little bit of His nature, who is good to the kind, who is kind to the ungrateful and the evil person. Lord, make me like that. To trust others more and love them with all of my heart.
There are many reasons why God doesn't want us to live by feeling or by sight. And that's something we must develop, to live by God's word. I was looking at the Bible I used about 30 years ago. First Bible I bought and used, and I remember the front of that Bible I saw had written about 28, 29 years ago these words: "For feelings come and feelings go, and feelings are deceiving. My warrant is the Word of God. Naught else is worth believing." And I'm very thankful that that's become more and more real, particularly at this time. You know, if we live in the flesh, It's enough if the lights go out for us to be depressed. But a man who lives in the spirit, it makes absolutely no difference whether there's electricity or no electricity. I'm just using an illustration to show how our spirits can be depressed by such a simple external thing as the loss of electricity. And if it gets cloudy on top of that. And brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you to fight the battle that nothing external is going to touch your spirit. Then we'll learn to live in the spirit. Nothing external is going to touch my spirit. It can touch my flesh, it can touch my body, but it is not going to touch my spirit. I'm not going to praise the Lord when it's sunny weather or when the electricity is on. I got to be crazy to think that then I'm living by feeling. Then definitely what is working in you is not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is working in many others, but what's working in you is feeling. Oh, it's wonderful to break free from that and to live in the Spirit alone all the time, to walk by faith. Let's do that more and more. I emphasize that faith comes by hearing and hearing by God's Word.